with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Ukrainian President Zelensky's visit to the White House ended early after a diplomatic breakdown. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's leader turned ugly.
You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. You're people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again,
running low on soldiers.
Don't, please.
You're running low on soldiers.
Vice President Vance also got involved in the explosive back and forth. A planned news conference and ceremony to sign a U.S.-Ukraine minerals deal were canceled, and Zelensky left the White House empty-handed. The president wrote on social media that Zelensky can come back when he is ready for peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former GOP Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says transparency is the only way to rebuild confidence in the FBI. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Talent says there's one thing for sure about high-level officials at the FBI.
I mean, they have a credibility problem.
And he says it's reputation that's been well-earned in recent years.
Lying to the Congress, lying to the public.
Talent says that's why it's imperative the Trump administration seek the truth.
And needs to err on the side of transparency regarding the truth it finds.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that's the only way to restore the public's confidence in the country's top law enforcement agency. Bob Agnew reporting.
Iowa has become the first U.S. state to remove gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed the bill into law on Friday, a day after the Republican-controlled legislature approved the measure. Reynolds has long opposed gender identity protections. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 601 points. The Nasdaq rose 302. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing for Lent.
It begins on Wednesday, March the 5th this year, the traditional 40-day period of fasting and prayer in preparation for Easter celebrations. Lent echoes the 40 days that Christ spent in the desert as detailed in the Gospels. While not everybody observing Lent will actually fast for the duration, it has become a tradition in the West for an individual to give something up for Lent. Recently, conducting a digital media fast during the period has become popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center foreshadows future religious decline in the country. There's a huge age gap in the demographics, with 46% of the youngest American adults identifying as Christian compared to 80% of the oldest. Young adults are also three times more likely than the oldest group to be religiously unaffiliated. One question is whether young adults are firmly rejecting organized religion. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Consumer prices inching lower last month, but consumer spending dropped even more.
Government says inflation edged a tenth of a point lower last month compared to December, 2.5% in January. It's getting closer to the Fed's 2% target. At the same time, consumer spending fell 0.2% last month from December.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says the monthly decline in consumer spending was the most since February of 2021. Microsoft closing down Skype, the video calling service. Instead, it'll be shifting much of it to Microsoft Teams. Wall Street closed its dreary February on a bright note today, the Dow gaining 601 points at 43,840, S&P 500 up 87 at 5947, and NASDAQ ahead 302 at 18,000. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.